It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, December 11th, 2014. On this day in 1719, the first recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis took place in New England. Rather than awe, the northern lights aroused fear and alarm in those who witnessed it. In reports, New Englanders describe seeing what looked like a mysterious face looking back at them from the upper atmosphere. The display of green, red, and white lights spread brilliantly and ominously across the sky. Knowing nothing of the science behind the display, they were considerably alarmed and thought the phenomenon meant that Judgment Day was at hand. In fact, an aurora is a natural light display brought about by the collision of charged particles from outside the atmosphere with atoms from the upper atmosphere, generally occurring in the high-latitude regions of the Arctic. The lights typically occur in bands, curtains, or streamers of red, green, blue, and violet light. Sunspot activity increases their brilliance. French astronomer Pierre Gassendi had named the phenomenon in 1621. The name Aurora Borealis comes from the Roman goddess of dawn, Aurora, and the Greek name for the north wind, Boreas. The Cree, a tribe of Native Americans who today live mostly in Montana, call it the Dance of the Spirits. During the Middle Ages, Europeans who sighted auroras commonly believed they were a sign from God of impending doom. After repeated sightings, however, the fear turned slowly to awe, writes Sidney Perley in his book Historical Storms of New England in 1891. Though at first the people were fearful for the consequences of such sights, the feeling wore off as they became more frequent, and it was found that they were without any apparent effect upon the world. They have now become sights of curiosity mostly, to most people, who, while they cannot fully explain them, know that they portend no evil, though many have ever since those early times been more or less concerned when any strange cloud appears. Kentucky author Jesse Stewart used a 1941 manifestation of the Northern Lights in his home area as background for his novel Foretaste of Glory, published in 1946. In Stewart's book, the people of the fictional town of Blakesburg are thrown into a panic by the phenomenon. They are certain that the end of the age is imminent and that Christ himself is about to descend from the clouds. How his characters react makes for some very interesting reading, particularly when a retired minister speaks as the lone voice of reason and no one will listen. In Hillsboro, Ohio, 75 miles north of Stewart's home in Greenup County, highways were lined with motorists who flocked to see the amazing sight. Porches were packed with skygazers, and the local paper reported that street corner idlers concluded it must be a fire over Washington Courthouse, or the war abroad, or the end of everything. Prayers were constant as a renewed piety gripped many neighborhoods, and people were certain that the apocalypse was near. In a day or two, when the world still stood, people quickly resumed their old ways, proving it would take more than a spectacular celestial light show to change the human condition. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 11th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.